the rest of the story. There was no way around it, Morty was told, in order to graduate. In order to graduate from New York's Columbia University. A student must take 4 years of physical education, and he must pass a swimming test, and that was that. A tall order for a city boy who'd never even seen a swimming pool until college. Still, the gangly freshman would give it his best. He reported to the swimming coach and asked what was required of him to pass. The coach said a high dive, followed by 2 lengths of the pool. Morty gasped, "You mean jump in head first?" That was correct. Well, Morty stood at the edge of the pool at the 5-foot depth mark, nervously awaited instructions. The coach said, "Jump in." Morty closed his eyes and jumped in, feet first. The coach was furious. He said he'd meant head first. Well, Morty nodded and he got out of the pool, determined to do it right this time. But at the last moment, he chickened out again and again. He jumped in feet first. The coach shouted, "You can't drown in 5 feet of water." This time, after Morty clambered out of the water and stood at the edge of the pool, the coach, without warning, kicked the trembling teenager off his feet and into a resounding belly flop in the water. Struggling to right himself, Morty gagged and wheezed and eventually climbed out of the pool again, but this time, suppressing tears of shame and indignation, he stalked away, vowing never, ever to return. Maybe regular gym classes would be less demanding, he reasoned hopefully, but he reasoned wrong. Instructors introduced him to gymnastics, horizontal and parallel bars, the horse, and so on, but all of Morty's attempts to master or even make friends with the various exercises produced disastrous results. Next came track and a mandatory 1-mile run. Morty stood there for a while in his shorts and his shirt, watching as the other boys huffed and puffed their way around the track. Was there any way, he asked, that he could be excused from gym classes? The instructor said there was not. So, the young man turned away. He left the track. He left gym classes forever. 4 years later came graduation time, and Morty had done very well academically. He had earned more than enough credits to graduate, but he had yet to pass a swimming test. He had yet to attend even one full class of physical education. So Morty received a letter from his dean informing him that he would not be permitted to graduate with the rest of the class. And he did not. He did not graduate. Morty, Mortimer Jerome Adler, will be 89 this next December. Is currently vigorous and vital, is involved in innumerable activities. In fact, you may recognize his name as a prolific American author and philosopher, Mortimer Adler, or as chairman of the Encyclopedia Britannica's board of editors. For this scholar now earns worldwide esteem. He's also director of the Institute for Philosophical Research. Mortimer Adler, one of the most honored names in academia. And yet now, whenever you are reminded of his many accomplishments, whenever you hear that name, Mortimer Adler, I hope you'll recall that freshman standing on the edge of a pool scared to jump in. The chap who received his PhD without every benefit of a BA. Now you know why. For now you know the rest of the story.